Good evening. And welcome to our Maundy Thursday service. We welcome you to this privilege, this opportunity during Holy Week to praise our God and to remember the events of this week. So we welcome you to this night. Want to note that in advance that there will be a number of responsive readings in this, quite a bit of the service, so just be aware of that and invite you to be looking for those. And want to note also that the formation, the basis of this service comes from a Reformed worship edition, and so we give credit to them for that as well. So, we begin. In the past, God spoke through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in the last days, through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess his name.
Praise the Lord.
Let's sing our first song, and please stand for the singing of this first song. Take your seats. We will have a series of readings now from the Bible, some from the Old Testament and then moving to some from the New, telling the story of God pulling his people together and giving them his will, and then, of course, the sacrifice of Jesus as well. So there will be a reader and then a song and a reader and a song alternating. And I want to note to the readers as well that when it's time for you to come up, then your name will be on the screen as you see Beth's name there. So we invite Beth to come up and be the first reader.
Exodus 12, 29 through 42. At midnight, the Lord struck down all the firstborn in Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on the throne to the firstborn of the prisoner who was in the dungeon, and the firstborn of all the livestock as well. Pharaoh and all his officials and all the Egyptians got up during the night, and there was loud wailing in Egypt, for there was not a house without someone dead. During the night, Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron and said, "Up, leave my people, you and the Israelites. Go, worship the Lord as you have requested. Take your flocks and herds as you have said, and go, and also bless me." The Egyptians urged the people to hurry and leave the country, for otherwise, they said, we will all die. So the people took their dough before the yeast was added and carried it on their shoulders in kneading troughs, wrapped in clothing. The Israelites did as Moses instructed and asked the Egyptians for articles of silver and gold and for clothing. The Lord had made the Egyptians favorably disposed toward the people, and they gave them what they asked for. So they plundered the Egyptians. The Israelites journeyed from Ramesses to Succoth. There were about 600,000 men on foot, besides women and children. Many other people went up with them, and also large droves of livestock, both flocks and herds. With the dough the Israelites had brought from Egypt, they baked loaves of unleavened bread. The dough was without yeast because they had been driven out of Egypt and did not have time to prepare food for themselves. Now the length of time the Israelite people lived in Egypt was 430 years. At the end of the 430 years, to the very day, all the Lord's divisions left Egypt. Because the Lord kept a vigil that night to bring them out of Egypt, on this night, all Israelites are to keep vigil to honor the Lord for generations to come.
Deuteronomy 5, 32 through 33. So be careful to do what the Lord your God has commanded you. Do not turn aside to the right or to the left. Walk in obedience to all the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live and prosper and prolong your days in the land that you will possess. Deuteronomy 6, verse 4 through 5. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
Your strength. It was just before the Passover feast, and Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" And Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." And Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." And Jesus answered, "A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you shall also wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you are blessed if you do them." While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now until the day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives.
Thank you. Leviticus 23. Thank the Lord, said to Moses, the 10th day of this month is the Day of Atonement. Hold a sacred assembly and deny yourselves and present a food offering to the Lord. Do not do any work on that day, because it is a Day of Atonement, when atonement is made for you before the Lord your God. Those who do not deny themselves on that day must be cut off from their people. I will destroy from among their people anyone who does any work on that day. You shall do no work at all. This is a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. Wherever you live, it is a day of Sabbath rest for you, and you must deny yourselves from the evening of the 9th day of the month until the following evening. You are to observe your Sabbath. And from Mark 15, and they brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. Then they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it, and they crucified him. Dividing up his clothes, they cast lots to see what each would get. And it was 9 in the morning when they crucified him. The written notice of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." They crucified 2 rebels with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed insults at him, shaking their heads, saying, "So, you who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, come down from the cross and save yourself." In the same way, the chief priests and the teachers of the law mocked him among themselves. "He saved others," they said, "but he can't save himself. Let this Messiah, this King of Israel, come down from the cross, that we may see and believe." Those crucified with him also heaped insults on him.
We have heard a number of readings that show us the work of Jesus in the Old Testament, point to him from the Old Testament, and show what Christ did, his work in the New Testament. We've seen the washing of feet, which is something that that typically is looked at on this Maundy Thursday night. What I want us to recognize is that we here at First Church have, during this Lenten season, looked at some of the special days, going back to the Old Testament and looking at some of those special feasts and days that God gave to the Israelites, and we have looked at how they pointed to Christ and then how he fulfilled them and how Jesus, when he did his work and when he died and was raised, even followed that Old Testament calendar, showing even in a more profound way how they point to him and how he fulfills that. There is one day that we didn't look at yet and that we read about in the last reading, and that's the Day of Atonement, the holiest day in the Jewish calendar. That is one day when they recognize in a special way, and they recognize this throughout the year, but in a special way, that sin is a very serious thing, and the way it is dealt with is something very serious. Now, when God gave them the tabernacle and the sacrifices, when he was forming them as a people in the Old Testament, when he had taken them from the land of Egypt, they offered sacrifices regularly. But there was one particular day, the Day of Atonement, you may have heard it referred to as Yom Kippur, where something special happened. Because you see, when they had the place of worship made called the tabernacle, there was a very special place in the tabernacle called the Holy of Holies. And they were not allowed to go in there. That was where God's presence in a most profound way was. And if they went in there, it would have meant death for them. One day, one person could go in, and that started with Aaron and then was the high priest. And it had to happen God's way on this special day when they dealt with sin in a profound way. So when God instituted this and gave this to Aaron, or to the Israelites, and Aaron was first to do this, Aaron had to bathe, and then he had to put on special clothes and get ready to go in. And then he's getting ready to go into the Holy of Holies to deal with the sacrifices and so forth. And he needed to, first of all, sacrifice a bull and deal with that blood for his own sin and the sin of his family. And then they would take two goats. Now, I'm not giving you all the details of the sacrifice, but they would take two goats. And one of those goats they would offer for the sin of the people. And Aaron could then go into the Holy of Holies and sprinkle the blood where he was to put it and so forth. But he could deal with sin in that way. So that was one goat. The other goat, they would lay hands on the goat, and the high priest would confess the sins of the people, and that goat was then taken out into the wilderness and set free. So two things happened with sin. Number one, it was paid for by a sacrifice, and number two, it was taken away from the people. And we could maybe recognize the need to do something similar to this even in, let's say, a modern-day picture. Let's say if there's a building and there is a bomb threat in the building, and it's real, there really is a bomb there. Two things need to happen. First, it needs to be disarmed, and second, it needs to be taken away. Now, the analogy is not perfect, but with sin, it's something like that. It needs to be disarmed in the sense of it needs to be paid for. Our guilt taken away. And second, we need to be washed clean of it. It needs to be brought away from us. And so the goats show both parts of that dealing with sin on this profound day of atonement. Now, what we recognize when we look to the New Testament is that Jesus did both of those things. We read about the Day of Atonement from the book of Leviticus, and then we read about the crucifixion of Jesus outside of the city. Jesus paid for our sin, and he took it away from us. I want to read a couple other verses. One of those is from Luke chapter 23, verse 45. This is during the time of the crucifixion, very near to the time of Jesus' death. And it says this: "While the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two." And what seems that that's the curtain to the Holy of Holies. In other words, this going into God's to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. God calls us, having seen, been told, heard of the work of Jesus, to draw near and to recognize that Jesus paid the price, and Jesus did the two things that need to be done with sin. It says in the book of Hebrews that we just read, he cleanses our conscience, dealing with the guilt of sin, and washed us clean, took it away. Jesus, in his sacrifice, did that for us, and we praise him. I read something this week of someone reflecting on this Holy Week and Easter, and the person said, there's something heavy about Holy Week. Heavy in the sense of seeing, feeling the power, you might say the weight of sin. But bigger than that, there's something victorious about this week. And as we move toward Easter, we see and we recognize the power of sin, But we recognize much bigger than that, the victory, the new life of Jesus that we will celebrate in just a few days. God calls us in this time, in this night, to draw near to Him, remembering the completeness of the sacrifice of Jesus for our sins. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, we praise you for your goodness. We praise you for the work of Jesus. We thank you that we see your truth given to us in your word. You show us the cost of sin, the power of sin, the destructiveness of sin. Yet you do not leave us in that. Sin is an offense to your holiness, and yet you love us enough to deal with it. We thank you for the work of Jesus, and we thank you that because of that complete sacrifice of Jesus, that once for all sacrifice that he made for us, we can be forgiven. Our guilt can be dealt with when we believe in Jesus, and we can be washed clean. We thank you for your work. We praise you for the victory that you have given. We pray that you help us tonight to draw near in that full confidence, remembering and trusting in the power of the sacrifice of Jesus for us. And we pray in his name. Amen.
Thank you.
It's our privilege now to move into a time of moving toward the communion and celebrating the communion that God has given us, a remembering of the work of Jesus and being strengthened by his work. I note again that in this leading up to communion, there will be a number of responsive readings, and urge you to follow, to look for those. You please respond in what's in bold print. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the Gospels tell us that before he suffered, Jesus sat at table with his disciples and established a new covenant in his blood. After he suffered, on the day he rose from the dead, he appeared to some of the disciples and was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. Come then to the supper of our Lord. Let us prepare the table with the offerings of our lives and labor. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, you who have brought forth bread from the earth.
Blessed be God, now and forever.
Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, you who created the fruit of the vine. As the grain once scattered in the fields and the grapes once dispersed on the hillsides are now reunited on this table in bread and juice, so, Lord, may your whole church soon be gathered together from the corners of the earth into your kingdom.
Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and good to glorify you at all times and at all places, and to offer you our thanksgiving, O Lord. Through your living word, you created all things and pronounced them good. You made human beings in your own image to share your life and reflect your glory. In the fullness of time, you gave Christ to us as the way, the truth, and the life. In the upper room, Christ gave us this supper, that we should celebrate the memorial of the cross and resurrection, by which he became the source of salvation for all who put their trust in him. Therefore, with the whole company of saints in heaven and on earth, with all creation in all time, we praise you. We give thanks to God the Father that our Savior, Jesus Christ, before he suffered, gave this memorial of his sacrifice until his coming again. For the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes."
We shall do as our Lord commands. We proclaim that our Lord Jesus was sent by the Father into the world, that he took upon himself our flesh and blood, and bore the wrath of God against our sin. We confess that he was condemned to die, that we might be pardoned, and suffer death, that we might live. We proclaim
we pray together. Father, we thank you for the presence of your Spirit. We ask that you fill us with your Spirit now, your people. And we ask for the presence of your Spirit as we take this bread and juice, that to us they may be Christ's body and blood, and that in partaking we may be one single body and one single Spirit in Christ, a living sacrifice to the praise of your glory. The bread which we break this evening is a sharing in the body of Christ. The cup for which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. I'm going to ask there will be four elders to come up now, so I'm going to ask that if you will come up, and there will be two on each side. So, want to note, two over here and two over here, and in a moment, once I have given a little bit more introduction, I will give each of them, or one of them, a bread and juice on this side and a bread and juice on this side. And then we'll ask that this evening you come up. There will be music played during this time and that you come up for communion. So this is the way that we can do this. We can start in the front, work front to back, and come up the center and then go around. So you're always going this way and then come back into your seat from the other side. And we are going to ask that if you are up in the balcony, we would ask that if you could come down for this as well. And you can return up there if you like, or you can come and find a seat here as well if you would like to do that. Do note that following communion, there will be a song by the choir, and then that will be the completion of the service. So the service will not go long after communion. So up to the front so that we're going one way, and then circle back to your seats. I'll say the words that we say together when we have communion all together. We will take, eat, remember, and believe that the body of our Lord Jesus Christ was given for the complete forgiveness of all our sins. And we will take, drink, remember, and believe that the precious blood of our Lord Jesus was shed for the complete forgiveness of all our sins. When you do come up, note that you can take communion right here, and I do note that there are baskets on each side to put in your used communion cups as well, right on the pews in the front. Come on. check if we missed anyone. Perhaps our faithful piano player? Our Lord suffered, died, and was buried.
But on the third day, he rose again.
Behold our God, your family. Your Son Jesus did not hesitate for its sake to give himself into the hands of wicked people and to suffer agony on the cross. Your Son, who now lives and reigns with you in unity with the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
I'm going to invite the choir to come up at this time, and I do note that this will be following the singing of the choir, that is the conclusion of the service. So we urge you to enjoy the singing of the choir and then invite you then to depart this service quietly. The choir may come up.